Later, your Xiaomi, corresponding to Sota Bavli, Daf Yud, we begin in your Xiaomi on Daf Zayin of Adalas at the Mishnah's Halacha Ches. Shimshon Halach Acha Einav, Rafiha Kaniku, Plishtim, Es Einav. Shimshon went after his eyes, therefore the Plishtim gouged out his eyes. Avshalom Nisnava Besaroi, Rafiha Kanitla Besaroi. Avshalom was beautiful and became haughty about his hair, therefore he was hung by his hair. Rafisha Bar al Esa, Pelagshe Aviv, Rafiha Kanitna by Esa, and Lundiois. Because he had relations with the 10 concubines of his father, 10 spears were cast into him, as the Pasuk says, in small base, Perk Yurches Pasuk Tezvav, and they're circled about 10 young men who were Yoav's armor bearers, etc., and they killed Avshalom. And if he should gone Avshalom, Shkenevois, Leib Aviv, Leib Vishtin, because he deceived three hearts, his father's, Bastion's, and Yisrael's, three staves were cast into his heart, as the Pasuk says there in Pasuk Yodalad, and he took three staves in his hands and set them into the heart of Avshalom. The Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Yoimel Afisha, Trilas Kalkolosai. Gemara brings a baisa from Rebbe, because Shimshon's initial ruin was in Aza, therefore his punishment was in Aza. V'haksiv, v'yoad, Shimshon, Timnasa. The Gemara asks, well, the Pasuk says in Shoshtim, Perek Yodala Pasuk Aleph, and Shimshon descended to Timnasa. He first married Enochris in Timna. Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, derech Nesuin hayu. Shmuel bar Nachman answered that that was in the way of Nesuin in Aza, it was nus. Chasav echad oime v'yoyat shimshin timnasa, v'chasav acher oime hinei chamecha oile timnasa. The Gemara points out a contradiction. It says, Shimshin descended to Timna, and it says, Yor means Tamar's father-in-law, Yehuda, is ascending to Timna. Rav ama timnasa shtei timnios hayu achasho Yehuda, achasho Shimshin. Rav answers that there are two places called Timna, one regarding Yehuda on a hill, and one regarding Shimshin in a valley. Simon Amar Timnasa Achas he Malama Kosaba Ali Rida, and Asher Yehuda Alidesha Haisa Lashem Shemayim Vicha Ksiv Ba Aliyah. Asher Shimshon Alidesha Lehaisa Lashem Shemayim Ksiv Ba Yerida. Rabbi Simon answered that there is one Timna. Why is ascent and descent written regarding it? Rabbi Yehuda, since Tama intended Lashem Shemayim, ascent is written. Rabbi Shimshon, since he did not intend Lashem Shemayim, descent is written. Rabbi Ivoy, Banagui, Kagoin Hadar, Base Mayan, the Odinba, Mesaltasa, Ba'ilimba, Mitiveria. Rabbi Ivoy, Banagui answered that Timna is on a slope like Base Mayan. One descends to it from Altasa, and one ascends to it from Tiveria. Sivero ad Kamei Timnasa, Amor of Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, when Amachayo Ovi, Vimoy, Marin like Kamei Timnasa, Zuim, Kilayim, Ba'im Noi, Bini, Hashem Shikameim, Zuim Kilayim, Kapulaseim, Zuis Kilayim. It says, and in Shoftim Perek Yudal Pasakei, and they came until the vineyards of Timna. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak said that this teacher that his father and mother was showing him vineyards seeded with Kilayim, and telling him, my son, just like their vineyards are seeded with Kilayim, so their daughters are seeded with Kilayim, which means Ramzeus, because their mothers were Mazana under their husbands. And the Pasuk says there in Shoshim Yudala Pasuk Dalad beforehand, his father and mother didn't know that it was from Hashem that he sought a pretense against the Plishtim. Gemara asks, Rav Lava said that in seven places it says that one must distance himself from marrying a Gentile, as the Pasuk says, Lo Sishatein Bam. Rabbi Avin says that this is to forbid the seven nations, and here it says that Hashem wanted him to marry a Plishti woman. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Im Leitzim Hu Yolitz. Rabbi Yitzchak answered from the Pasuk in Mishle, Peregim or Pasuk Lamed Dalet, to the scoffers he will scoff. Means Hashem led him in the path they desired. כתיב, ותכל רוח השם לפעמוי במחנה דון, בן שאו ובן הפתאו, שאין המוריים חד אמר בשעה שהיה רוח הקודש שאירו עליו, היו פסיעי סב, ומיד שאו להשתאו. It says, and the spirit of Hashem rested upon steps in the camp of Dom, between Tsoa and Eshtaol. Two of them disagreed about this. One said at a time that Ruach HaKodesh rested upon him, his steps were giant, like from Tsoa to Eshtaol. Chona Amar B'Shah Asher Haisa Ruach HaKodesh Shoyer Alav, Haisa Roisav, Mekichos Kazug, Mekoylem Hoylech Kemit Tsoa to Eshtaol. The other one said at a time that Ruach HaKodesh rested on him, he shook from fear, and his hairs, which were very long because he never cut them, banged like a clapper, and the sound went, means was heard, like the distance from Tzor to Eshtaol. Vivocheyu Hashem Rabbi Huna B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Shehoisa Teshmishei Shavre L'chol Adam Shesevezoi K'nachol Sheitef. And Hashem blessed him, it says in Shoshtim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Rabbi Huna said the name of Rabbi Yossi, his male ego was like that of a normal man, but his semen was great, like a flowing river. Siv, and kama tachas, nakam achas, mishtei eini, vishtim, ama rabi acha, ama lafona, gubuni shaloylam, ten li scha, eini, eini achas, oil maze, vascha eini achas, mutkenes li, la osi lobe. It says, there in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chafes, there may be avenged the vengeance of one eye against the Vishtim. Ravacha said, he said to Hashem, Master of the world, give to me the reward of one eye in this world, it means to regain my strength and take revenge on the Vishtim, and the reward of one eye remains for me in the future, means the world to come. The Gemara asked that in the Shoftim, it says, and he judged Yisrael in the days of the Plishtim 20 years. And it says in the Shoftim, Perek Tevzayin Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and he judged Yisrael for 20 years. Now, we don't find regarding any other shofar that it repeats the amount of time that he judged. Amar Rabbi Acha Melamed Shehi HaPlishtim Yirei Mimenu Chof Shana L'Acha Moisei Zech Shehi Yirei Mimenu Chof Shana V'Chayev. Rabbi Acha answered that this teaches that the Plishtim feared him 20 years after his death, just as they feared him 20 years in his lifetime. Avshalom, it's not with Sarai. Avshalom was beautiful in becoming haughty about his hair. That was in the Mishnah. Rechanina Amar Kecheruvis Gedei Lahaya. Rechanina said it was like a big carob tree. Yochel Shefeka Gador, perhaps it was like a bull, but it's not so beautiful. Rebevai B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Badin, Badin Haya Asli. Rebevai quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that there were separate locks, each was called by itself. Amar Rechanina, Katzal Kislahacha, Nasus Ezur, Deberei Ve'ezur, Kisei Dechamoy. Rechanina said that when I ascended here to Eretz Yisrael, I took my son's belt and my father-in-law's belt to surround the trunk of the cow tree of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't reach all the way around. I cut one branch of the cow tree and enough honey flowed from it to fill my hands. Rabbi Yonasan, Yafe, Sifsuf, Shachalna, Ben Arisenu, Minifan Karisin, Yachalnu Mizikne Seinu. Vincent said that remnants of figs that are the last to be picked, that are ripened properly, that we ate in our youth, are better than the pancreasin, which is choice fruits that we ate in our old age. Yibiyome Ishtali Alma. Meaning, in his days, the world changed, meaning fruits lost their taste. Amavichia ba'aba roshona haisa sar abalif midziya sar selef. Sarkemach, Sarkeva, Sarsubin, Sarosin. Here, Ba'aba said that initially a sar wheat of arbalis produced a sar of fine flour, a sar of regular flour, and a sar of coarse flour, and a sar of bran that exudes when the wheat is crushed, and a sar of bran that exudes at the end of grinding. Nowadays, we don't even get one sa'a of flour from one sa'a of wheat. Viv Rukav Shalom Lehaya Ish Yofe Bechal Yisrael Lahal Ma'id Yachol Bakal. Igmar says, well, the Pasuk says then in Shmuel Beis Perek Yudal Pasuk Chafei, and there was no man as beautiful as Avshalom in all of Yisrael to be greatly praised. It means perhaps in every way he was the nicest, he was in fact the nicest in Yisrael. And Reloma, Mikaf Ragle Bat Katulei Lehaya Boimam. The answer is that the Pasuk says from the bottom of his foot until his head there was no blemish, only in this way. Siv Lehaya Ben Ushmai Shol Bachor Batayv Vein Ish Mibnei Yisrael Tovimenu Yachavakel. One says, well, it says in Shmuel Alapek Pesach Base, and to him there was a son, and his name was Shaul, a fine and good boy. There was no one greater than amongst the boys of Yisrael than him. Perhaps in every way he was the nicest in Yisrael. Tavulema, Mishmoy Mala, Gvoya, Men, Mikol Am. Reject that, and quotes from the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek, Tesh, Pasuk Beis, from his shoulders and upwards, only throughout the nation, only in this way. Now, the Pasuk says there about Abner, and you should know a great officer fell today on this day in Israel. Israel implies that it refers to righteousness, and if so, why was Abner killed? Rishuben Levi, Rishuben Lakish, Rabbanon. Says that Rishuben Levi and Rishlakish and Rabbanon disagreed about this. Rishuben Levi, Omar Alagisha, Otha, someone says, Naim, Sechik, Yakumu, Naim, Yisko, Rifanenu. Rishuben Levi answered that it's because he considered the blood of youth jesting, as the Prophet says there in Perek Beis, Prophet Yudalad. The boys get up now and play before us. Rishuben Lakish Omar Alagisha, Hikdim Shmoy, Lishmoy Shal David. Although the Chsir, Vishach Avne, Malachim, Al David, Tachtov, Lemo, Mimi, Eretz, Mechav, Min Avne, Al David. Zephish gave an answer, it's because he put his own name before that of David HaMelech, as the Pasuk says there in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, and Avne sent messengers to David, saying, to whom is the land? A letter from Avner to David, Tach Tov, hints to this, he should have written to David from Avner. Rabban and Amrin, Aladei Shulei Anich, Le Shol, Le Spayeth, Me David. Hado Dechsiv, Vavi, Ve'ei, Gam, Ve'ei, Es Knaf, Me'ucha, Ve'yadi. Vavli, Ma'ad, Boy, Min Galgoy, Dehadein, Besir, Vavis. Rabban answered, it's because he didn't allow Shol to be appeased from David. As the Pasuk says, Mishmur Aleph, Perek Chavtala, Pasuk Yudeis, and my father, also see the skirt of your coat in my hand. Avner told Shaul, what do you want from his praises of himself? Don't believe that he had an opportunity to kill you and merely cut the corner from your garment. He got caught in a thorn and the corner was cut off. Yon Shabol Lemagal Amaloi Aloi Sa'ane Avner, Gam Kaviknath Amat Besira Huas, Chanis Vesapachas Besira Huas. We came to Ma'gal and David took the spear and flask that were next to Shaul's head when he and his men were sleeping. And that's in Perek Chavvav Pasuk Yedalad. Wouldn't you answer Avner? And that's regarding the corner of Shaul's garment. You said that it got caught in a thorn. The spear and flask, are they missing due to a thorn? Fourth answer, some said it's because he could have protested against killing Noiv, the city of Kehanim, and he didn't protest. And the Mishnah said because he deceived three hearts, one of his father, Beistin, and Yisrael. Leib Aviv, Nechsev, Vayhi Mekeitz Aboim Shana, Parat Meshal Dovid Le'Malach El Aboim, Achu Amohochin. You can see the father's heart, as the Pasuk said in Shmuel Beis, Pek Tezvav Pasuk Zayin, and it was at the end of 40 years. Well, Dovid's entire reign was 40 years, and you say this, is Avshalom's rebellion was not in the last year of Dovid's life. The Beshar Sheshal Yisrael Melech, rather it was 40 years from when Yisrael requested a king. He Neder Nodar Avdecha, Amalei Oma Adboi Tadoin, Amalei Kosov Chad Pitik, Twain Guven, Nasvinun Imi. Because I made a vow, because your servant made a vow, I would ask him, what do you want now? Hashem said, write a text that two men should go with me. Amalei, Amalei Leman Da'at boy va'ana kosov, amalei kosov lastam, va'ana leman the boy ana nesev, kosov lestam. Ovid said, tell me who you want, and I'll write that they should go. Hashem said, write stam without names, and who I want, I will take. And Ovid wrote it stam without mentioning names. Ozal, get samaslei, train guvrin, at samaslei, san guvrin. Hadavu dechsiv, Vesav Shalom, Holchem, Asaim, Ishim, Shalom, Kuyim, Beholchem, Atumam, Kuyim, Dovid, Beholchem, Atumam, Me'av Shalom, Le'yadu, Kol Dover, Me'av Sasachi Tefel. Shalom went and gathered two men at a time, until he gathered 200 men. This is why it says, in the small basin, Perektes Vav, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Shalom went with 200 men that were invited, and went in their innocence. They were summoned from Dovid, and going unaware of Shalom's plan, each thought, I'm one of the two that Dovid commanded, and the rest chose to follow Avshalom. Lo yadu kol dava, they didn't know anything about Achitophel's counsel. Rabbi Huna, b'shem of Acha, v'kulhoi, roishei, Sanhedrin, hayu. Huna, quoting Rabbi Acha, said all of them were heads of Sanhedrin. Kim v'dechamin, milayet, asyan, lidei chilupin, amrin, v'brin kol ha'ilomim, nafana, nifla v'yad Dovid, once the men with Avshalom saw the matter was coming to the opposite of Dovid's intent, they said, Master of the world, may we fall into the hands of Dovid, and Dovid not fall into our hands. If we fall into the hands of Dovid, he'll have mercy on us. If, heaven forbid, Dovid falls into our hands, means we, the 198 who chose to follow Avshalom, will not have mercy on him. This is what David said. When he meant when he said in Tehillim, Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Yud Tes, you redeemed my soul with peace from the battle that came upon me because of the many people who were with me. And he based in Vayimei Avshalom Mi Yisimeini Shufet Shufet Ba'oret Sulema Yas Avshalom Kedavar Hazeh Velevi Anjei Yisrael Yignoi of Shalom is Leib unto Yisrael. Yisiv based in, as Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tevav, Pasuk Dalad, and Avshalom said, who will appoint me judge in the land? And it says in Pasuk Vav there, and Avshalom did this matter. And finally, that Leib Yisrael unto Yisrael, that he fooled the heart of Divrei Yisrael, as the Pasuk there, in the very same Pasuk says, and Avshalom stole the hearts of the people of Yisrael.